Well, good morning. I hope you're all doing okay in these strange times. My name is Charlie Newcomb. I'm the minister at Christchurch Huntingdon. And this Good News for Troubled Times podcast is entitled, There is Someone Who Listens. There is someone who listens. Now, it's a wonderful thing to know that someone is listening. And that is true in many areas of life. I'm sure it's true in radio. I'm sure that Ray will be encouraged to know that you're listening. Why not send him an email or a message just to encourage him and to thank him for what he's doing here on HCR FM? Now, there are two kinds of feedback in radio. One are those sort of noisy, screechy sounds when the technology all goes wrong and the microphone's in the wrong place and you hear feedback in that kind of audio sense. But there's a good kind of feedback. When listeners get in touch with the presenters, they show that they're listening and they show that they're appreciating what they hear. Listening is also a great thing when it comes to sharing problems. As the saying goes, a problem shared is a problem halved. Sometimes just having a listening ear to hear you out can put a lot of problems in perspective. And then in human relationships as well. Ignoring your partner is a sure way of hitting problems. It's amazing how sometimes selective our hearing and listening can be. When the wife calls you to help with a job away from the TV, a lot of British men suddenly go partially deaf. But when food or beer is involved, their hearing is crystal clear. So in radio, in problem sharing, in relationships, well, all of these things depend on careful listening. But can I tell you the most amazing news in this thought for the day this morning? And it's this: God himself listens. He listens to every prayer prayed around the world every day, every moment, every second. No one is too unimportant or too unworthy to be listened to by God. And Jesus has opened the way for us to speak to God. In our church, just a couple of weeks ago, we had a special Zoom service, particularly for the children, and it's still on our website if you'd like to listen to it. We looked at a time when King David was on the run and he had to shelter in a cave to get away from some nasty enemies. You can read about it in Psalm 142. Now, forget the Loch Ness Monster. David faced three monsters of his own, three Ness monsters, if you like. He was facing weariness because he was run down and feeling rather depressed. He was facing loneliness because he was completely on his own. And he was facing unfairness because people were after him despite his innocence. And maybe you can relate to one of those three Nesses in lockdown: weariness, loneliness, unfairness. But what did he do? Well, he knew that God listens, and so he cried out to God. And we can do that ourselves when we're facing any of those kind of Loch Ness monsters of weariness, loneliness, or unfairness. And in fact, David's prayers were wonderfully answered, and he became king of Israel. There is someone who listens. In fact, Jesus Christ himself taught us that we can pray to God and call him Abba Father. So I don't know if you've ever prayed, but maybe today would be a great day to pick up the habit. Maybe it's for you going to be at the end of the day, as you go to bed, why not just tell God how you feel and how you're doing? Maybe before a meal, thank God that you've got food on the table. Or maybe at the start of the day, on your own, or with anyone else who you know would like to pray with you, maybe in your home or on the telephone. Tell Jesus how you feel. Tell him how you need help. Ask him for protection. Ask him for forgiveness. Ask him to help you with the financial struggles or the issues that you're facing. Ask him to send some help in whatever form it may come. Who knows how he might answer? But there is someone who listens. So a thank you to you as well for listening to me today.